Senator Boden.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, as usual, will you be so kind as to stand? Prayer today will be done by our chaplain, Reverend Dr. Dwayne Davis. He's from the Plymouth Congregational Church in Minneapolis. As usual, members, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Holy One and sustaining presence of peace and goodness, thank you for your divine peace and wisdom that sustain us as a people called to do public service. Thank you for this privilege of civic exchange, political discourse, and gracious dialogue in pursuit of the common good and in service to the people of the great state of Minnesota. Inspire us, great one, to do good work, modeling for all the kind of public service and political cooperation that combat distrust, cynicism, alienation, and disengagement. May what we do and decide here inspire higher levels of trust, hope, and engagement among the people we serve. At this moment, when it is easy to dismiss and disregard those with whom we disagree, show us how to keep listening and keep talking to solve our most difficult challenges for the sake of every soul who calls this land their home. May we pursue persuasion over denigration, dialogue over dispute, establish justice and uphold righteousness in our midst, inspiring all people to serve the most vulnerable among us. In your many names and manifestations, we pray this day. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fateh, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liskey, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, May Quaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Muhammad, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umover Baton, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Dreheim, Dietzick, Kunisch, and Putnam. Members, a quorum is present. As usual, members, if you want to follow along, I'm reading from the Senate agenda that is dated Monday, April 3rd, 2023. We will begin at the third order of business. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 2265, a bill for an act relating to human services, establishing procedures for the Commissioner of Human Services related to the transition from a public health emergency. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 1178, 1278, 1370, and 2175. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action required. Members, we will now proceed to the fourth order of business, The first reading of House bills. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. Senator Boden.
Mr. President, I move that House file number 1278 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. We will now move to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Boden for a motion to adopt committee reports.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
And on that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file number.
Senate file number 548.
The Senate file has been given its second reading. Members, we will now proceed to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 375, 581, 1327, and 1523.
The House files have been given their second reading. Members, we'll now proceed to the eighth order of business, which is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we'll now proceed to the ninth order of business. Members, there's one motion to read. And the Secretary will read the motion.
Senator Herr moves that the name of Senator Pa be added as co-author to Senate file number 640.
Members, we will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate resolution number 31 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. No action required. Senator Abler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a motion.
And your motion.
Mr. President, I move that the Minnesota Senate reaffirm the proper use of the rotunda, specifically the respect due to the Star of the North, Minnesota's most sacred secular symbol. It is not to be stood or walked upon, but treated with honor. Thank you, Mr. President.
Hold on one moment, Senator Abler. Senator Abler, thank you for your motion. I'm going to ask that motion be put in the form of a resolution so that the entire body will have an opportunity to view it. Senator Abler.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I appreciate that, and it's not my intention to be dilatory, but I will work on that and bring it back up. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Abler. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Komen, Duckworth, Farnsworth, Housley, Lucero, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westrom, Lang, and Latz. Any additional announcements of Senate interest? Members, in addition to that list, is Draheim, Dziek, Kunis, and Putnam. Any additional announcements under Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Boden.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, April 4th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, any discussion? All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.